We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I am talking right now with Jody Gander. He is North America Technology Development Manager for Corn Traits for Bayer. Jody, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thank you.
So as we get ready to look into 2021, I know one thing that we talked about a lot in Iowa, especially in the northern part of Iowa, was what potential was there for corn rootworm next year, of course, because we had to look back at what last year brought us, not this year, but last year. And we're kind of getting shaped up for what we're going to have to do in 2021. Can you tell us what we can expect or what Bayer is going to have to bring to the table for us for rootworm tolerance and in 2021?
Yeah, sure. When we think about corn rootworm, you know, it can be a very devastating insect, as we all know. You know, it's been called the billion-dollar pest. It can cause up to $1 billion in cost every year versus in control cost or also in lost yield for growers. So it's very important that growers do everything that they can to manage this pest. This past year, we saw heavy corn rootworm pressure, probably heavier than we've seen in the last several years. And there were some different things that contributed to that. One of them was, you know, we had good conditions for egg hatch and larval survival. The corn rootworm eggs, they overwinter in the soil. They typically hatch late May, early June. And conditions this year were really favorable. Sometimes when you get heavy rain and saturated soils, you can have the larva drown, which can reduce the pressure that you see. But this year, it was really good conditions. And so we saw a lot of more pressure than what we've seen in previous years. So with that being said, it also makes you think that, well, if a lot of those larvae survived, you know, we could potentially have more pressure next year. And that's certainly something that growers should think about when they're trying to plan their management plans for the following year. There's a number of different practices that growers can do, but we advocate for growers to do, you know, kind of an IPM approach and try to take advantage of multiple things when trying to address this pest.
And, you know, I was just going to say, you know, as we were talking this year and different with different agronomists and stuff, you know, we hear the difference between Western corn rootworm and Northern corn rootworm. And one might be here this year, but one might be here next year. When we look at these traits, are these able to stand up to either one of them, or, you know, how does that factor in?
Yeah, so when we think about corn traits, you know, when we're talking about biotech products, we think of things that have proteins that are active against both species, both northerns and westerns, corn rootworm. When you think about a product such as SmartStax or SmartStax Rib Complete technology, which we currently sell, it has two modes of action for below ground control of corn rootworm. And again, it controls both species, both northerns and westerns. But we also want growers to look at other things that they can do to help manage corn rootworm as well. One of those is crop rotation. You know, if you've had an issue with corn rootworm this year, one of the easiest things to do is to rotate to a non-host crop, something like soybeans or something that, you know, the crop doesn't serve as a host for the rootworm larva, because, again, you're breaking that life cycle and basically resetting that field. And we also talk about doing other things such as using non-traded products with insecticide. That way, you know, you're not putting selection pressure on the traits and you're using another method of control. Another thing that growers can do is they can scout and spray. Oftentimes, if you can scout and make an appropriately timed foliar insecticide application when those rootworm adults are ready to lay their eggs, you could, by controlling those adults and preventing egg lay, you're reducing the pressure for the following year. Now, obviously, that it's too late to do that this year, but that's something to think about for next year that growers could do to you know, help to relieve the pressure that they might see in the following years. Another thing is that they can monitor using sticky traps. And that gets into a program that we developed. It actually started last year, but we continued it this year. And it's a program called The Watch. And The Watch is a program where we provide sticky traps for growers. It's kind of a sticky trap starter kit, just to help them kind of get the basics of how to trap for rootworm adults. To do a complete program, it would take more traps. But the premise is that you put these yellow sticky traps in your field, and you monitor and change those for several weeks. And at the end of the season, you can calculate how many beetles, adult beetles, you've caught per trap per day. And you can reference some of the thresholds that were developed at Iowa State University. And it can help you to determine whether you are at risk the following year for corn rootworm. So really nothing we can do for this coming year. Too late to trap, too late to do any scouting. But those are things that growers should think about next year. Because again, when we think about corn rootworm, we really need to employ as many control practices as we have available.
All right, so let's kind of run down quick some of the traded corns out there that are going to be effective here maybe in Iowa for those producers to help give them a little bit of an edge as they get started on next year's crop.
So for us, we sell Smart Stacks, Rib Complete Corn, which it's a 5% refuge blend. There's various other traded products on the market from Corteva and Syngenta. Really the only ones that are the only product that we sell that has pyramided technology, which is what everyone in the industry recommends is Smart Stacks technology.
All right. Well, Jody, is there anything else that our producers need to know here in Iowa before we wrap up here today?
As I said, I think growers need to be aware of corn rootworm. That's kind of what the WATCH program was created around, helping increase awareness. As we see this year, you know, we saw a lot of corn rootworm pressure than what we've seen in previous years. And that just goes to, we may not see pressure for a couple of years, but that doesn't mean we should get complacent and that we should forget about it. And that's one of the things with the WATCH program is it's helping keep that awareness front and center and keeping corn rootworm in the minds of growers is something they need to control. So to get more information on the WATCH program, I'd encourage growers to go to the website. That website is at traits.bayer.com/thewatch. And you could also go to bayer.com to learn more about insect control traits from Bayer Crop Science.
All right. Well, that's Jody Gander here from Bayer on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.